In this bulletin, Queensland's Deputy Premier resigns. Anti-lockdown protests are taking place in Victoria. And in sport, the AFL season could resume on the 11th of June. The latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Lal. Jackie Trad has resigned as Queensland's Deputy Premier and Treasurer. It comes after an announcement from Ms. Trad yesterday that she was stepping aside due to a state corruption watchdog investigation over the appointment of a school principal in her electorate. It's the second time Ms. Trad has been investigated by the Crime and Corruption Commission in the last 12 months. However, Ms. Trad has denied any wrongdoing. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she and her ministers will now get on with the job of guiding Queensland through the COVID-19 pandemic.
100% Queenslanders expect myself and my team to be focused on dealing with the health and economic crisis that we have before us, and that is absolutely my intention.
Anti-lockdown protests are taking place in Victoria, with around 100 people flouting social distancing measures to protest on the steps of State Parliament. Demonstrators have been carrying signs reading "Fight for your freedom and rights" and shouting "No lockdown." Some are also protesting against the 5G mobile network and vaccinations, which have been prevalent in COVID-19 conspiracy theory groups. Police have arrested at least 6 people. Meanwhile, over 150,000 Victorians have been tested for the coronavirus as the state waits for restrictions to ease. Health Minister Jenny Mikakos says since Saturday there have been an increase of 10 COVID-19 cases, one of which is linked to the outbreak at the Cedar Meats abattoir. Ms. Mikakos says she is pleased that large numbers of Victorians are getting tested, but warns the pandemic is not over.
It's so important that the community don't feel complacent because the pandemic is still here. The virus is still with us and could be out there walking amongst us. That's why we all need to still take those precautions and to continue to abide by the restrictions.
Starting on Friday, New South Wales will start easing further coronavirus restrictions. As part of the relaxing of some rules, 5 people, including children, will be permitted to visit another person's home, while outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people will be allowed. Restaurants and cafes will also be able to open for up to 10 patrons at once. Outdoor equipment such as gyms and playgrounds will be open for use, and swimming will also be permitted in outdoor pools. However, State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people need to maintain caution.
Please maintain this vigilance. No matter what restrictions we ease, none of it will work if we get complacent. None of it will work unless we keep our social distancing when we're out and about, and unless we come forward and get tested, even if we have the mildest of symptoms. Even a scratchy throat, an ache or a pain, any flu-like symptom should be treated as though you've got the virus. So please make sure you get tested.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in is warning of a second wave of the coronavirus to hit later this year. He says the recent cluster is underscoring the risks that the virus, which causes the COVID-19 infection, can spread widely again at any time. Mr. Jae-in adds further facilities will be set up as part of the long-term fight against the coronavirus.
We will also push to establish hospitals specialised in treating infectious diseases and a National Infectious Diseases Research Centre. In addition, we will significantly enhance our public healthcare system and ability to respond to infectious diseases to build a safer Republic of Korea. These tasks are very urgent if we are to prepare for the second epidemic wave that experts predict will hit this fall or winter.
In sport, the AFL could resume its competition on the 11th of June. The Herald Sun newspaper is reporting Collingwood could play either Richmond or Melbourne on the 11th of June to restart the season. The Victorian government's announcement tomorrow over what restrictions it will lift could pave the way for the AFL to reveal details of when it will come back. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall has also raised the prospect that matches could be played in Adelaide when the season resumes. The AFL played one round of the season in March before having to put it on hold due to the coronavirus. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, much the same, 17 degrees. Hobart, cloudy, 16. Canberra, morning frost and fog, 15 degrees. Wollongong, sunny and 19. Sydney, sunny and 19 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 20. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, less humid and sunny, 34 degrees. SBS News, Sonia Lal.